This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Most, if not all, colleges are back in session by now, which means most, if not all, campuses have seen a party or 10 thrown by now. Fun as those parties may be for students, though, they're not quite always as much fun for homeowners who live nearby. So from our education desk at WYPR, Marketplace's Amy Scott looked into how one neighborhood in Baltimore is coping. They're doing it by rolling out the welcome mat.
On a busy road in Baltimore, Valerie Serrani knocks on the door of a shabby beige house with three mailboxes and Christmas lights lining the windows.
Hi. Hi. Yeah, we're doing our meet and greets. Can you guys come out?
Yeah.
Thanks.
After a few minutes, a dozen or so young men in shorts and t-shirts gather on the front lawn, looking a bit wary. They're all students at Loyola University, Maryland, living in a row of big houses off campus. Serrani hasn't come alone. She's brought with her representatives from the university, someone from City Hall, and a uniformed police officer.
I just wanted to introduce myself. My name is Val, and I'm the Community Association president. Does everyone know what community you're living in?
They don't.
It's Lake Walker. It's a 700-household community.
Lake Walker is a small, middle-class neighborhood in North Baltimore, with Towson University, Goucher College, and Loyola all just a few miles away. Serrani has counted at least 20 houses rented by college students. Today's meeting is part welcome wagon, part warning.
You're part of our community, and we want you to have fun. I went to NYU. I was living in the big city and, you know, did stupid things, but we want you to be safe.
So maybe don't come home from a day of drinking and set out lawn chairs on your slanted roof to watch traffic, like Serrani recently saw some kids on this block doing. She stopped and took a picture.
And the kids obviously saw what I was doing and came down. They were very polite, but extremely intoxicated.
Every year, the minute school starts back up, so do the off-campus parties and the complaints from neighbors about noise, fights, people urinating in the bushes. Officer Doug Gibson shows the students a folder full of police reports just from the past few weekends. If a house gets written up as a neighborhood nuisance, the landlord and tenants can be hit with hundreds of dollars in fines.
Some of the reports already from this block are in that process right now. So there are going to be, most likely, some $500 citations issued already this year.
Afterward, Loyola senior Brian Percoli admits the chat was a little intimidating.
But obviously everything they said is stuff that we already kind of figured.
He also admits that having people over is one reason he wanted to live off campus.
But obviously all within, like, normal human behavior. This isn't like a frat animal house. This is just six good guys living together and just having a good time our senior year.
And they don't have that much choice about where to live. Decades ago, Loyola made an unusual agreement with several neighborhoods in its backyard that its students wouldn't live there. Studies have shown the presence of a college with its cultural activities and open spaces raises property values. That doesn't mean people want its students living next door. Joan Flynn, senior vice president for administration at Loyola, warned the students their behavior reflects on the college.
You need to understand that you're living here for 1 year. These folks are living here essentially for a lifetime. This is the largest investment they'll ever make, just like the home that your parents bought wherever all of you live. The goal here is to be viewed as a contributing member of this community and not an element that diminishes the quality of life of this community.
Efforts like this are catching on at other colleges. Beth Bagwell is president of the International Town Gown Association. She says when students know their neighbors,
it personalizes it and makes it harder to ignore the fact that, you know, Miss Smith next door has a baby and she has to get up at 7 o'clock in the morning.
At the University of Colorado Boulder, some students living off campus are required to attend an orientation before they can collect their keys. They learn about the local nuisance law and hear about the community from a neighbor. Among the houses that have participated, Bagwell says citations for things like noise and property damage have dropped by half.
So they were able to quantify the fact that this was a very successful program, and they're still doing this.
Lake Walker's Valerie Serrani isn't sure. After a meet and greet with students at Towson University the week before, she was inundated with emails from neighbors complaining about a Saturday night party. In Baltimore, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.